Deborah Peterson-Perlman joins us this morning as we talk about, we cannot miss some of these events as they're happening. Tomorrow, Friday, the 27th of January, is the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. And this year, it marks the 72nd anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, the Baumler-Kaplan Holocaust Commemoration Committee is showing a film called The Wave in Griggs Center here on the UMD campus. The event is free, and it's open to the public. Deborah, good morning. So good to have you in the studios.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Tell me a little bit about this film, The Wave, and why it's important for this year's batch of college students in particular, everybody, of course, but in particular this year's batch of college students to learn about it.
Well, the film is a German film. It's the German title is Die Welle. There are a number of films, by the way, called The Wave, so it's important to distinguish this film from the others. This particular film is based on a real-life occurrence that took place in California in a high school about 40 years ago. And the teacher wanted to introduce his students to concepts of fascism and autocracy. And so he set up an experiment where the students would basically be following the rules of an autocratic regime. And listening to interviews of this particular teacher, he revealed that he started to really like being completely in charge and having absolute rule. And then he realized it had gone too far, and he stopped it. He wrote about what he experienced, and there have been a number of American television productions and film productions based on what happened. This particular production was made in 2008 in Germany, by a young man who had the experience of going through some of the education programs that Germany enacted following World War II to talk about the dangers of fascism and autocratic rule. And frankly, had experienced some degree of Holocaust fatigue and was pretty much bored by the whole issue. And then he saw Schindler's List, and his life was changed by that. So he set about being both the screenwriter and the director of this film, set the film in a generic German town in high school, gymnasium, and had a very popular young man as the teacher. They had the premise that everybody was looking at a different political orientation for the week. They just had one week, similar to the experience of California some 40 years back. And again, the film recounts how easy it is to slip into the comfort of a powerful dictator, a powerful person who makes all the rules and you must obey. Things are a lot easier when you have somebody who's completely in charge and making all the rules. Things are a lot easier when everybody wears the same thing and you're all aiming for the same goal. Things are a lot easier when you don't celebrate individualism. So why do I show it now? I think that the big question of the film is one that we all need to be asking, which is, could it happen here? And is it possible that we would get to a point where we would become so in love with the idea of being the best beyond everybody else that we would accept this kind of authoritarian regime?
Without going off onto a political thing, we have been hearing constantly references to fascism, references to Nazism, references to Nazi Germany. This is just like what happened in Nazi Germany. I'm curious about, because in a sense that comparison is one that some people take very seriously, and they say you don't just haul this out and use it every time it's handy. This is too important. It's too horrendous. You don't dilute the impact of what happened by using it as a comparison every time you can't think of something else. Are those comparisons, as they have been used in the last few months, the last year, do you feel that's an appropriate comparison or not?
It's hard for me to say. I would say that one of the things that the United States has going for it is the balance of powers among the administrative, legislative, and judicial, and the fact that we have systems in place that allow us to respond. We still have a constitution that is powerful and alive, and I believe that the judiciary, if not the legislators, will indeed support and defend that constitution. So I'm optimistic in that regard. That doesn't mean that people won't try to do things that or ramrod certain initiatives that they believe are valuable part of their agenda. That's certainly going to happen. But I do believe that our system is strong. I do believe that our system will work. But I believe that that requires the efforts of the people. We need to stay awake. We need to stay involved. We need to use the mechanisms that we have at our disposal to keep the Constitution healthy.
The showing of this film will no doubt have a lot of perhaps a resonance beyond what it was maybe originally intended, given what some of the things that young people and that all of us are thinking about at the moment. And once again, the showing is of a movie called The Wave. If you want to find it, you look for the movie, and it's originally in German.
Yes.
And it came out in 2008, is that right?
Yes, 2011 in the United States.
Okay, but that's how you kind of track down the right one. The Baumler-Kaplan Holocaust Commemoration Committee is showing the film from 4 to 6:30 at the Griggs Center here at UMD this afternoon. The event is free and it's open to the public. Deborah, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Deborah Peterson-Perlman, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning.